Israel is a first world country that runs a budget surplus because the amount of money that the United States provides for military aid, and they have health care. The violence for them, it occurred as a terrorist attack. But for the people in Gaza, it is rolling systemic violence that we know didn't start on October 7th and has been going on for decades. The displacement, the immiseration, obviously. But it's the continued violence that we're talking about here when we hear reports of maggots coming out of people's wounds in Gaza. This is the violence that is not just calculated in the death toll. Ethnic cleansing is violence. Displacement, the 60% figure plus of homes that have been demolished that people will never be able to return to. That is violence as well. We're not even talking about the number of injured, the amputations that have had to happen without any anesthesia, the kids that don't have arms or legs or parents that don't have that. This is not comparable by any stretch of the imagination because of all of those branches of violence that happen when you indiscriminately bomb an area 25 miles long and ranges from 10 to 7 miles wide. It's not an Israel-Hamas war. Give me an effing break. It is a siege, a indiscriminate bombing campaign on a population that has incredibly limited abilities to defend themselves. I'm grateful for every truck of humanitarian aid, but the biggest thing that needs to happen right now in terms of what actually alleviates a humanitarian disaster is stopping the bombing permanently. And then the Truth and Reconciliation Committee, obviously, afterwards. But again, like in the immediate, that's what we're dealing with.